You too? Yes, me too. Hi, I'm Liz, the host of You Too. We all have a story, and sometimes a single story can remind us that we're never truly alone. Here, those stories find a voice to inspire and remind us of that simple truth. Join us each week for a new story on You Too, powered by U-Turn Health. Welcome to the first episode of You Too. Today, I have one of our U-Turn Health coaches with me, Blaine Roberts, and he is going to tell us a little bit about his story, his personal story, and also why he is at U-Turn Health as a coach. So welcome to the show, Blaine. Glad to have you here.
Thank you very much. My name is Blaine Roberts. I'm out of Pensacola, Florida. To be more specific, like the Perdido Key area, I am on like the Florida-Alabama state line. So I'm crossing states multiple times a week and I don't even realize it.
Wow.
I have been in personal recovery myself for 9 years, and it was a long, long struggle to get there. Probably about 3 years into recovery, I started counting everything up and really not guessing anymore and looking back at records and things like that. I was in 8 long-term substance abuse treatment centers. I think I was right around 52 different detox visits.
Whoa.
I was at a dozen psychiatric care, 72-hour evaluations. And then I spent a total of right at 4 years incarcerated. That was not at one stretch. That was different incarcerations, which added up to 22 arrests with 2 felony convictions. And all this happened pretty quickly, within 10 years.
Okay.
From my first use, I can go all the way back to my first like blackout, 18, 19 years old. And my reaction to that blackout was, what combination did I take to achieve that effect? Like, I wanted to do it again. You know, it wasn't like a scared moment or anything like that. It was like, wow, I don't remember what I did last night. I don't remember how I got home. How do I do that again? And that was the reaction I took to things like that. Mm-hmm. In my early 20s, I had a pretty bad accident, and I got introduced to opioids. And this was when OxyContin was the big thing, you know, and before they knew what we were doing with it. So it was very easy to get. I could doctor hop around with no questions asked. And that's ultimately what took me out. And really, my first or second treatment center, I was able to get off the opioids, but my alcohol intake just exploded. I always drank alcoholically. I always just had a buffer, cocaine or opiates, something to kind of buffer it off. But my alcohol intake was always very large. And so once I got rid of those buffers, alcohol took me down very quickly. I found myself homeless in 2010, and I stayed homeless for 5 years. Mm-hmm. This was not like I was living on my buddy's couch, kind of homeless, like street homeless, hitchhiking around the state of Florida, Greyhound buses. I got incarcerated every city I landed in. Usually for theft, really landed in Miami and got myself together in Miami. And it didn't happen.
How did you do it?
It didn't happen. My mom keeps asking me that. I don't know. To this day, my mom asked me, like, what changed? I was like, I really can't tell her. I had been around the treatment facilities in Miami. I was in and out of some halfway houses there. So I already had a lot of connections like in that world. I was maybe pulling off 60 to 90 days of sobriety before I'd go back out. And one day I ended up in Galveston, Texas. Don't ask me how, on a run. Mm-hmm. And I had woke up and I was just done. I don't know how to explain it. I contacted a halfway house owner I knew in Miami. He was able to get me back to Miami. I didn't ask to go to detox for the first time. I didn't ask to go to treatment. I was just like, I'm done. I need to go through the withdrawal here, and I need to actually feel it instead of getting pampered. Because, I mean, that's what I was doing. I was just pampering, getting pampered over and over again and taking a vacation basically from the use and saving up some food stamp money and going back and doing it again. You know, that was the routine. And after, I would say, a year into sobriety, I realized I was 37 years old and I had a 10th grade education. I wanted to do something more than restaurant work, because that's what I was doing. And I was getting a feeling inside the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. Like I'd reached a point where I was sponsoring other guys, and I felt good about it. Like, it felt good to be able to help these guys and to watch them blossom and see the difference in them, you know, just the physical difference that was happening. Like, I might go maybe a month without seeing these guys, and I bump into them at a different meeting, and they look like a completely different person physically. And it wowed me. So I looked into it, and with my record, you know, I had some handicaps when it came to employment, and this seemed like a logical route to take, you know. And I started Miami-Dade College. I had to do a year of prep courses, basically just to get me to high school level. I didn't know how to work a computer. I barely knew how to work a smartphone. And we're talking about 2015. So, like, I had missed a lot of stuff being out on the street. And I did it. I did my year of prep courses. It got me to, like, college level. And I pursued an AA in Human Services Addiction Studies. And mm-hmm. once I completed that, I went on to a bachelor's degree in psychology and graduated with that and bought a house. And I have a family. I have my own business. And all this happened pretty rapidly, you know, considering like how much of a chunk I had out there. We're talking about close to 20 years.
Yeah.
And it just shows me, you know, and I tell the guys that I work with here at U-Turn, like, if you can put all that hustle and all that drive and direct it into the positive, because I'm still who I am, right? I still have that hustle in me. I still have that what's the next move in me. I direct it in a different direction these days.
Yeah.
And like I said, my life has just blossomed and exploded in a positive way in a very short amount of time, basically by staying sober.
That's phenomenal, Blaine. So what was the road that got you to U-Turn Health?
So I was working in residential. That was the beginning of my treatment career. And searching Indeed, I think probably years and years ago, I found a company that was doing peer work, but like this, telehealth. I never mm-hmm. heard of it before. It sounded too good to be true, you know, that kind of stuff. And I went for it, and I was employed at a different company for right at 3 years.
Okay.
And I loved the work, you know, I felt like I got a lot more done. I felt like I was a lot more personal with my caseload instead mm-hmm. of like having to kind of do little sessions in group settings and things like that, where a lot of times my guys, I know they were holding back, things like that. And I fell in love with this work. COVID unfortunately took down that company, but I had made some great connections with coworkers there.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of my old coworkers found U-Turn, which mm-hmm. introduced it to me. And I wasn't looking for a job. Like, I was working for myself. And when they called me about it, I was like a 9-to-5? Like, really? Like, I don't mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
But you know, the 2 years that I was out working for myself, there was a void. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I can admit it. It was, there was that, I was missing that helping part of my life. You know, it's it wasn't the same. So it didn't take long, and I made the phone call back, and I think I've been here right at 4 months now, and I absolutely love it. It's everything I remember from this kind of work, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like I said, what got me interested in the field from the very beginning mm-hmm. was that feeling I got helping guys, sponsoring guys in AA mm-hmm. and having a reality check of my criminal record. Like, what can I realistically do with my life to make a career? You know, and there's not many jobs out there that your past substance abuse and criminal record is an asset, you know? So it made sense.
That's wonderful. What would you say that your why for working here then is to give back and serve others, or helping others? That's what brings you the most fulfillment?
Absolutely. And to show my guys, like, there is an option for a life out there. There is an option for a career. I'm pitching U-turn in this kind of health weekly, you know, because I know my guys are thinking the same thing that I was thinking. I had this lengthy record. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? You know, and that I always letting them, there is an option. Now, you can't just fill it out an application. There is some back to get to this point. Mm-hmm. But like I tell them, if I did it, anyone can do it, you know?
Right. That's wonderful. Do you primarily, I don't know if you can say, do you primarily work with reentry or construction? Who do you mainly
DOP.
Work with?
Yes, ma'am.
DOP. Uh-huh. Okay. That makes sense. So you literally have lived that experience because you have been in prison, you've been to treatment, you've been to detox, you've done all the different programs there is. So you are living proof that it works.
I can I can relate to a lot. The homelessness, the being inside the psychiatric wards. I mean, there is very little that I haven't experienced in that 15-year run out there.
Well, I'm just glad that you're here and that you're alive and that you found your way. I found my way to recovery at 36. So yeah, we just missed each other by a year there.
Oh yeah, we were right there. Yeah.
About the same time that I woke up and said, wait a minute, this isn't right. Yeah. But anyway, well, listen, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. And I know that your story and how you got here is going to help people that hear it out there in the world, and also just keep doing what you're doing as a coach here. Couldn't do this company without you, couldn't have this company without you, and you're just a phenomenal coach and a phenomenal person, and we're lucky to have you here.